Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
I want to welcome everybody to the Dr. Pat Show. What would your life be like if you knew you would not fail? If you knew you could not fail? What would your life be like if you said yes to all of the confrontations that have been in front of you and looked at the bigger picture? Today's show is about that. I want to welcome you all to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. I am so thrilled to be with you on the eve of this incredible, incredible holiday, Thanksgiving. It's so much right now for all of us to be grateful for. I want to tell you, today's show will change your life. If it doesn't change your life, it will certainly point you in the direction to get some help to change your life. How would you like to look at removing from yourselves whatever obstacles there may be, whether it is situation or belief that's holding you back, whether it's a few extra pounds you just want to kind of leave behind, or whether it's the pain that you may have in your body from whatever might be going on, you name it. Look at the scale. Look at the degree of things that may be going on in your life. And then ask yourself the question, do I really have to take this journey alone? We love connecting with all of you. You are the best listeners on the planet. And I will say to you that we have figured out incredible ways to help you. The Holistic Makeover is one of those. So if you have not sent in your application for that contest, then please do it. It is drpatsmakeover.com. My guest joining me today, and there are several guests, I should say, but I want to introduce you to a woman who so believes in helping people live life full out. She's dedicated her life, has a career that does nothing but that, and introduces all of us to people that have taken charge of their lives, understood what's going on, and have created positive change. I'm talking about Cheryl Manchester joining me here today. She is the Director of Corporate Development for Positive Changes Hypnosis Centers and is involved in ongoing training and the ongoing message that Positive Changes has to offer. When we think about having a lifelong career of success in our lives, think about yourselves. Now think about getting help so you don't have to do things alone. Cheryl is going to introduce us to two incredible people. I mean, you and I can sit and talk about changing our lives, but I want you to hear it from some folks that have taken action and through Positive Changes Hypnosis don't have the lives they've had before. Cheryl, thank you for joining us here today. Boy, the success stories are incredible. Welcome to the show.
Dr. Pat, thank you so much for having us again on the show. And we do have a couple of amazing clients, guests on your show today, Lisa Romeri and Dave Mosher, who both came to our Positive Changes Center and have both had incredible success. Dave, you came to us because you wanted to lose weight, and you ended up losing 53 pounds. And Lisa, you came to us to manage your pain from fibromyalgia after your husband got great success. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
That's correct.
And so, Dave, you really have an incredible story, too. And not only were you an inspiration to other people, but to somebody very important to you. So congratulations on losing that weight and where you did a great job.
Exactly. And, you know, Cheryl, I think one of the things that you're pointing out is how people can clearly take control of their lives and create changes. You know, what is it about Positive Changes that sets Positive Changes apart? But more importantly, we're going to hear from Dave and we're going to hear from Lisa. But from your point of view, Cheryl, every day you get to see people walk through your door. Are Lisa
Absolutely.
And Dave sort of an anomaly, or are these the results that folks can expect?
I would say that these are the results that people can expect, because what really sets us apart is that we use hypnosis through the power of the mind to make a lifelong change for people. And typically by the time people come to our center, they've tried a number of different things that haven't worked for them, and they're desperate for something to work. And we are so serious and committed about what we do that it's very important that our clients get results. And it is, we have proven programs for that lifelong change. It's not a quick fix.
So let's share a little bit of the stories with our listeners. Cheryl, where do you want to start? Because each of you know, both Lisa and Dave have incredible conversations and stories that we could all kind of plug into. I think
you know, you're going to say you think we should start with David.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say I think Cheryl, you should pick somebody because you know their stories very well.
Well, you know what? I am going to go with you, Dave, because you started the program first, and you got some of these significant changes in your life that had an impact on your relationship with your wife, too. So let's start with you first.
Okay. Where would you like to start, right from the
beginning?
Well,
I'll tell you, I'd like to start by trying to figure out, Dave, what made you decide to take action to begin with? I mean, that in itself, for so many people, it's a journey. But what was it that, you know, what did you just wake up one day and said, oh, my gosh, I just got to take the weight off here?
That pretty much hit the nail on the head. really, I mean, I woke up, I think it was New Year's Day, and I got on the scale, and I scared myself. I was 243 pounds, which, you know, I mean, for years I stayed at between 190 and 200, and as I got older, the weight crept up, and I'd try different things, and you know, when it got where I'd have to stop and take two breaths to get my shoes tied in the morning so I could go to work, it was like, this is no good. And I had a four-year-old granddaughter that liked to play and do things, and I'd have to make excuses after about 15 minutes to not, you know, because I just didn't have the energy or the stamina. And like I said, I've tried a lot of different diets. I tried Weight Watchers and, you know, and tried doing it on my own and different, and it just would work for, you know, a week or so and nothing. And I told my wife, I said, I've got to do something different. So I called, made an appointment, and within the first week, I'd dropped 7 pounds, and I've never looked back.
Wow. What's the craziest diet you ever tried, Dave?
Let's see. I'd have to think about that. I tried one. I don't know where I come up with it, but it was eating cabbage soup 3 times a day for like 3 weeks. I can't stand cabbage soup now, and I didn't lose any weight to speak of either. So, yeah, I think that was probably the weirdest one.
I've heard a lot of people say they've tried that cabbage diet soup.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the reason I'm asking that is because, and we're going to talk to Lisa in a minute, but the reason I'm asking that, and Cheryl, you know about this, you know, the people that have tried to lose weight and are in the situation that Dave is in, pretty much, you know, we've tried it all, right? Everything from the Master Cleanse to, you know, eating broccoli every day, and now the cabbage soup diet. And my gosh, we're not even scratching the surface. But Cheryl, what is it about these diets that just don't work?
I'm so glad you asked me that. Okay, diets don't work, and this is the reason why. When people go on a diet, what do? They change their habits for the length of that diet. And they keep that diet until they get the results. When people get the results that they want, they go off the diet. And what happens then is they go back to their old eating habits and gain the weight back again, and usually more than what they lost. So it's about changing the behaviors. To what we're going to do is we're going to replace those habits that cause people to gain the weight and replace them with the habits of a naturally thin person. So it's a lifestyle change. It's not a diet. You don't have to go back to old behaviors. You only have new ones.
Yeah, wow. Hey, Dave, how long did it take you to lose the weight?
Just a shade over 3 months. When I went in, I told them my original goal was to lose 25 pounds, and they said, oh, you can lose it easily in 3 months. And I'll be honest with you, I thought they were trying to sell me something. And, you know, I mean, seriously, I did not think that there was a way I could lose 25 or 30 pounds in 3 months. And I lost 53 pounds in 3 months.
53 pounds? So what is that? What do help me? Somebody help me with the math. How many pounds a month is that? Is that like 16, 17
like
pounds a month?
Like 18 pounds a month.
Wow. So let me, I want to ask you, Cheryl, I mean, Dave is just sharing this experience. So our listeners are going to want to know how this worked for you, Dave. And, I want to address that between both Cheryl and you, Dave, because I think both of you should chime in on the conversation. You know, did you simply start to, work with Cheryl and her team to lose the weight, or did you have some other side effects? I mean, did you have, usually when people are, kind of overweight, they have some health issues. Do you have any of those?
Oh, yeah. I had high cholesterol. I was taking 40 milligrams of Lipitor a day. I had, achy back, achy knees. My blood pressure was creeping up. My blood sugar was creeping up. I had some things. And as I, when I started this diet, I was 58. I wasn't quite 58 years old, and I want to live a while. And at the way I was going, I knew that I was marking days off the calendar faster than I should have been. And so that was a huge motivating factor to me. I wanted to be around to see my granddaughters grow up.
Mm, wow. Did you keep the weight off? Silly question, but I have to ask it.
I'm within probably, it depends on the day, but within 3 pounds of where I was.
Perfect.
At the end of
right.
the 3 months. Yeah.
Right. The magic three. That's the magic three. It's sort of something about, like, when you go over 3 pounds, it's like, okay, now we're in trouble. Cheryl, I want to ask you a question about Dave and positive changes. First of all, just please let our listeners know what they can experience through positive changes, what positive changes hypnosis centers are, and what, how was it that you all worked with Dave?
Well, those are a lot of questions and one thing for me to get my arms around, but I do know that positive changes is a excellent choice to go if you're trying to change a habit or lose weight. It's done through the power of the mind. All of our weight loss clients, including Dave, are talked to prior to even developing a program for them, determine what their needs are, and then the programs are customized for them. But every weight loss client gets that customization, and because everybody has different reasons for losing weight or not being able to take it off or gaining it, and it's personalized to what you need. And it's a conglomeration of personal sessions,
right.
One-on-one sessions, coaching sessions. We do all kinds of different types of hypnosis depending on what the needs are of the client. So it's different for everybody, but in some ways it's still the same.
Hey, Dave, when did you start to notice your individual changes? When did you start to notice that you were not acting or not treating food in the same way? But before you answer that question, we're going to take a short break because I want to hear when was the first time that you absolutely discovered that whatever was going on with positive changes was working for you. And we're also going to talk to Lisa. Joining us here today, Cheryl Manchester, of course, we've got two very special guests. As I've said, Dave and Lisa, their stories are very, very different, but the positive changes are the same. Let's take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, Dave is going to talk to us about how the process worked for him. When did he actually start to believe that he was capable of improving his health and losing weight? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, thanks to Positive Changes. We'll be right back.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance. Take control of your health and vitality and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to live by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat at thedrpatshow.com. Again, that's pat at thedrpatshow.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. So I want to make sure that if you want more information about us, you go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, or simply go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. You know, we're talking with Dave. We're going to talk with Lisa in a minute. But for all of you out there, if you want to see what we're talking about right now, go to the Positive Changes website. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. www.positivechanges.com, positivechanges.com. When you get to the website, go to the success stories. Now, you'll be able to find Dave and his picture under his name. And his last name is Mosher, Mosher, David Mosher. And Mosher, did I pronounce it right? I tend to.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Great. But I want folks that are listening, and a lot of folks are listening online right now, I want them to go take a look at these pictures. Because, Dave, you do not look like the same man.
I'm not.
Did your wife have to get you fingerprinted to make sure you were the same guy?
I had a few questions to answer when I come home sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's I don't feel like the same person, you know? I mean, people say I don't look the same, but I don't feel the same either, and that's the best part.
So when did you discover that this process was working?
You know, I was thinking about that during the break, and I would say it was probably after the second session. Because by then I was drinking lots more water. When I'd eat, we put away our dinner plates. We started eating on salad plates, you know, and I'm not that type of guy. I was always wanted to fill my plate and eat it all and then look for seconds. And, you know, and I wasn't hungry. I wasn't desiring, you know, unhealthy foods. I was eating fruits and vegetables and, you know, fish and, you know, the things you should be eating, and it didn't hurt. It felt natural. It was starting to feel right within the, like I said, probably after the second or third session.
Well, you know, Cheryl, I want to ask you a couple questions, and then I want to get to Lisa as well, because this is a really, this is a tag team. These two are the dynamic duo, don't you think?
Yes, I do, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about this. This is now, I think, the second or third conversation I've had with someone that has worked with you all at Positive Changes Hypnosis Centers. And basically, the reason that this is such an important message is everybody kind of has the same story. It's not that they have the same experience, but they all keep saying the same thing. They keep saying, we started the process, we worked with Positive Changes. After the first or second time, things were different. My behavior was different. And I want to ask you about that. What can people listening to the show expect? Because I used to think that the folks you would bring to the show were kind of unusual, but this is the story with everyone.
Well, it's pretty simple, actually, because we always find out from our clients what do they believe has caused them to become overweight, and they will tell you. And then in their hypnosis sessions, we have those things that were in their way before removed, so they're not craving those same foods. In fact, most of the time after their hypnosis sessions, they don't even want those same foods. Now all of a sudden they're craving the things that are going to get them the results that they want. And it's a total mind state change. Now all of a sudden they're actually doing the things they always knew they should be doing, the things they always wanted to do but couldn't do. And now,
Wow. Now
they do it naturally and automatic. It becomes an automatic response. And the old
right. Behaviors,
you know, craving the potato chips or craving the chocolate, it just goes away to the point that they just don't even want it. And
well,
so therefore,
I mean, that's the
not
key,
even any
it?
Deprivation.
Yeah, I mean, this is the key. We're talking about having folks change a pattern, change behavior. And, you know, Lisa has a different story, but equally powerful. I would love for you, Cheryl, to introduce our listeners to Lisa.
I would be very glad to do that. Lisa Romeri, she came to us for eliminating pain from, she was in a car accident 9 years ago, and a year and a half after that, she was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and after a while, her pain began to become her main focus in life. And anybody who's experienced pain for any length of time has to know what that must be like. It is absolutely horrible. And on top of that, her doctor finally talked her into taking pain pills, narcotics, and it just got to a place where it was interfering with how she thought, her work, her ability to function the way that she normally would. But Lisa, I'm going to let you tell your story because it was, it's real for you, it's from your heart. And you know, it truly is amazing.
And Lisa, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you for coming on board and sharing this.
Sure. What you said is right. I was in an automobile accident about 9 years ago. And after the accident, you know, it was a whiplash accident. And after a couple, 3 months, I kept thinking, well, I'm surely going to get better. And it just never happened. In fact, I started getting worse. And that accident for me really triggered the fibromyalgia that I was diagnosed with later. And there was a period in my life where, I mean, it hurt just to lay down on the bed. I mean, I was in so much pain and so out of control with the pain that I had a hard time just functioning normally. So I worked with my doctor and and had been taking some pain meds on and off, and they finally decided that the best course of action was to put me on a pain management program using narcotic drugs.
Oh, wow.
And when I first started, you know, I was taking low dosages, you know, a half a pill a couple times a day and then a half a pill 3 times a day, and I tried all sorts of things. I tried acupuncture, and I'm a licensed therapeutic massage therapist, so I was doing therapeutic massage and doing physical therapy, and I mean, I tried anything and everything, including trigger point injections, where they actually give you shots in your trigger points using a benzocaine lidocaine to numb the area so that in hopes of eliminating some of the pain. And everything helped in real short term, but nothing lasted. And as much as I tried to manage things and continue with my life, it was a struggle. I mean, every day was a struggle. So over a period of time, the pain pills started working less, and working with a pain management specialist, I just kept increasing the amount of narcotics I was taking. And
right.
Like I said, I started out with, you know, half a pill a couple of times a day, and
right.
After 9 years, I was up to taking 4 to 5 a day. And that was still not managing the pain. I was getting ready to increase my narcotics again, and that was when Dave did the weight loss thing, and he was so amazingly successful. I thought, you know, I got to do something. And that's when I went to Positive Changes.
You know, it's really interesting what you're talking about, because, you know, people that listen to this show, they hear stories like this all the time. Those of you listening to Dr. Pat Show right now, you've heard different stories. I mean, the idea of taking pain pills and you know, sort of the progression, it's really kind of similar for other pills. For example, steroids is the same thing.
Yes.
You know, you could start out with a couple of, and I'm sure that someone suggested some form of steroids to you as well. But, you know, you start out with a small dosage and you take more, and then they don't work and you take more. And before you know it, you've now created a lifestyle that's all around the pain meds. How did you
right.
deal with that? Because we're not talking Advil or Aleve or something over the
no.
counter here. These are prescription
no.
drugs.
No, we're not. You know, it's one of those things that when you're in a lot of pain, it's really hard to focus logically on anything else. You know, they always have you rank your pain from a 0 to 10, right? 10 being the worst pain ever. And, you know, I think for the most part, most people can function fairly normally with a pain level of 2-3. But when you start getting 5-6, 6-7, where it's interrupting your thinking and your ability to function, to drive a car, to go to work, you know, to sleep, I mean, those kinds of things, it becomes all-consuming. And
yes.
I think, you know, in my case, I fought taking medication forever because I, quote-unquote, didn't want to be addicted to drugs. And my doctor, as great as she is, you know, would say, well, you're not addicted, you're dependent, and there's a difference.
Really?
Well, there is. You know,
okay.
There really is a difference.
Okay.
But it still affects everything about your life. I mean, physically, it affected my digestion, my ability, my elimination, my ability to think, and fogginess, and all that kind of thing. And it happens over a period of time where you're not even totally realizing all the effects until you step back and say, wait a minute, you know, what is this really doing?
What an incredible story. We're gonna talk more with you, Lisa. We're going to take a short break. But before we do, Cheryl, I want to give out some information about Positive Changes. First of all, for those of you that are online, I would encourage you to zip over to the website, positivechanges.com, positivechanges.com. And then once you get there, you're going to be able to check out Lisa's story. You're going to be able to check out a lot of stories. There are folks that are sharing their story about weight loss, breakthrough hypnosis, smoking, cancellations. But there's also a toll-free number that you can call for a consultation. You can call 877-POSITIVE. That's right. That's the word. 877-POSITIVE. And when you do, you'll be able to connect with folks, and you can mention you heard it on the radio on the Dr. Pat Show. But that's not going to matter much. What's going to matter is this is a free consultation, and it's something that will help you shift and change your life. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Lisa how you go from living each day with a focus so dearly concentrated on pain and pain medication. How do you go from that to being pain-free? How do you do that? Is it even possible to do that? Well, let's see how you take those prescription drugs and you go from prescription to positive, thanks to Positive Changes. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Cheryl Manchester, Lisa, Dave, we'll be right back.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now. Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What I love doing is I love bringing folks to the conversation, people like Cheryl Manchester of Positive Changes, Lisa and Dave, because this is a real deal. You know, you get to watch a lot of reality television these days, and most of what you see is all staged. Today's conversation, these are real people, these are real problems, and these are real solutions. And that's what I love about doing this. And that's what I love about connecting with all of you. As I said before, go to the website and you'll find out lots of information, positivechanges.com. You'll get to see stories of people like Lisa, people like Dave, and others that have said yes to changing their lives. And so we're going to hear from Lisa what the journey was like. She made the decision. She decided to do something different. But then what happened? Did she really go from prescription to positive? Lisa, thank you for joining us. I would love for you to, you know, kind of address that issue, because you made a decision, thanks to your husband showing you how it works, but you made a decision to see if you could get some relief. What was the process like, and what do the folks at Positive Changes say to you?
Well, everybody at Positive Changes is just so supportive. I mean, every time you go in, everybody's just friendly and supportive, and you know, they're a great company and a great group of people to work with. As far as my process was concerned, you know, like I said before, I knew that the drugs that I was taking were affecting me in more ways than I really that I really even was aware. You know, when you take medication like that, I did it for 9 years, and that's a long time, and you kind of, you know, almost forget who you were 9 years ago. I mean, life changes. And, I mean, I think Dave can even speak to this. When you're on narcotic drugs like that, it affects your personality. It affects your ability to think clearly, and you can be in denial in it all, about it all you want, but it does affect things, you know. So for me, the drugs weren't taking care of the problem. I needed to do something different. I needed to figure out a different way to manage the pain that I was having. And that's what Positive Changes did for me. It gave me the tools to be able to manage what was going on in my body.
So I would love to hear what happened after your first session. Tell us a little bit about that. When did you start to discover that what you were doing with Positive Changes was working for you?
I would say after the first couple of sessions, I want to say it took a couple of sessions. Part of it was just becoming clear in my own mind about what the pain was, where it was coming from, how mentally and emotionally I identified with that pain, if that makes sense. We said earlier, my whole life was pretty much about, well, I have fibromyalgia and I'm in pain all the time.
Right.
And I'm a therapeutic massage therapist. I'm working on people in chronic pain all the time, trying to encourage people to take care of themselves and eat right and do the right things. And here, you know, it's kind of a contradiction of terms is, you know, here I'm taking pain meds and trying to encourage other people to take care of themselves. And something had to give. And, you know, it did great things for me. Positive Changes gave me the tools to be able to manage the pain, to be able to sleep better. I mean, it did a lot of things all the way around.
So let's fast forward for a little bit, if we could, because I want to give people a snapshot of where you are today and how you were able to move away from, if you have, you know, I'm assuming that you're not on pain pills. Could you give us an update? Let's fast forward for a minute. And give us an update of where you are today.
Well, like I said, I had a prescription for 125 pills a month. That's how much
wow.
I was taking a month.
125 pills a month?
125 pills a month. And I was to the point where that really was no longer managing the pain. I was ready to go back to the pain specialist and say, okay, we need to do something different. And she had said to me at one time, well, we have this other time-release medication. When you get to the point where you're taking 8 to 10 a day, then we'll look at this time-release stuff. And I thought, you know what? That's never going to happen. I'll be a zombie, you know. So fast forward to today. My fibromyalgia, you know, it's something that is real. It exists. I manage it really well with diet and exercise. And I want to say that now, on occasion, I will take a half a pain pill if things get out of hand, because I think with pain, you know, it needs to be managed. You can't let it get too far away, or you have to take more to manage it. Mm-hmm. I want to say that, you know, I maybe take for a month. So, and I do it in halves. So
wow.
I went from 125 to maybe 3 or 4 a month.
I got to ask you, what did your doctor say?
You know, my doctor was just pretty much amazed. I mean, she thinks it's great. She's been really, really supportive in the whole process. And, you know, she said to me on more than one occasion, I wish I could, you know, get other people to go and, you know, and do the same thing.
Yeah, but you have to be ready, don't you, Lisa?
You do have to be ready. You do. I think, you know, and part of it is, you know, I came to a place in my life where it's like, okay, well, it's time to either fess up and take responsibility or be an invalid for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, quite frankly, I want to be a feisty old lady, so
yeah, there
I
you
needed
go.
To make some changes.
So, can I ask you how your doctors are treating your fibromyalgia now? Because, I mean, this is a completely different place that you are right now. So I want to ask you, if they changed their treatment or are they just kind of in awe?
You know, I think, my doctor says that I'm her poster child,
Nice.
And she actually refers people to me as clients, so that's always good. And I, fortunately, because of what I've been through, I've been able to help other people. But I think, you know, they're really, my doctors don't say too much because I hardly ever go to the doctor anymore. You know, there's really not, I mean, it's, I rarely go to the doctor. I'm rarely sick, and I feel great for the most part, and, you know, what was an all-consuming, almost lifestyle pretty much doesn't exist anymore. I mean, I used to have to, you know, if I was going to go away on vacation, or if I was, you know, going to be doing something that involved any kind of stress, good or bad, it was like, oh my God, I better make sure I have enough drugs in case I can't get through this, or I better have a plan B. You know, I don't even think about it anymore.
Well, you know, I'm not sure the listeners know that you and Dave are a tag team. So
yes.
I would like to ask Dave what he thinks. Dave, you know, Lisa was just sharing the journey, and of course, thanks to you, she got on this path. I have to ask you, as somebody that was watching from the sidelines, what were your thoughts?
You know, she was scaring me.
Mm.
Because she was getting deeper and deeper into the drugs. I knew she had to have them, but there was nothing I could do to help her. And I could see that the woman I married was disappearing into a pill bottle. I've got her back now.
So my goodness.
Wonderful.
I don't know, Dave, whatever it was that led you to positive changes, whatever it was you were able to demonstrate, you know, that literally saved Lisa's life. Because Lisa, you have to admit that you could not continue down the path you're going. You would have not made it.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, you know, you can hurt yourself with alcohol, tobacco, drugs, food, you know, there comes a time when you have to make a choice of how you want your life to go and where you want it to be. And really, our mind is an amazingly powerful tool. I mean, it is just an amazing tool. And, you know, we hear that we only, you know, use 20% of our mind or whatever. And I think that's really true. I mean, positive changes gives you the tools to make the positive changes that you want in your life. And it's not something that's hard to do. I mean, it's easy. It comes naturally.
I want to ask you, which I didn't ask you, people that are listening to the show, they don't really know, well, how many times, you know, what did she do? Did she get hypnotized? And how many times did she get hypnotized? And, you know, did she go for 5 years or what did you do? I think because it's important for us to really describe this, could you give our listeners a snapshot of, first of all, what you actually did and how long you did it?
The program, you know, like Cheryl said, the programs are set up to each individual person.
Right.
In my case, my total program was 7 weeks long. I think Dave's for 3 months was more like the 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I did the 7 week thing. I can remember talking with my hypnotist, and, you know, I'm the kind of person that I'm really result oriented, and I can remember being slightly frustrated because, you know, I wanted to walk out of there with the first time and go home and not take drugs anymore. And it doesn't, for me, it didn't happen the first time or the second time. Basically what happened is, you know, I went in, I had a personal session with a hypnotist. We talked a lot about my past and, you know, what led me to the, you know, how, when I started having symptoms and the symptoms I was having, and she was real good about discussing, you know, where do you have pain, so that when we did the hypnosis session, she could be more specific about, you know, honing into my neck pain or my hip pain. And what I found is that, you know, after like the first week, it was really easy for me to think, okay, well, maybe I don't need a whole pill. Maybe I'll just take a half a pill and see what happens. And that's kind of just how it started. You know, it was just easier. I thought, well, and maybe I don't need the whole pill, so I'll take the half a pill. And then it got to, well, maybe I don't need to do this 4 times a day. Maybe I'll just do it 3 times a day. And it was a progress. You know, it was a progression. It happened over a period of time. And at the
incredible.
End of 6 weeks, 7 weeks,
it's incredible.
I was off.
Absolutely incredible. When we come back from break, we're going to get Lisa, Dave, and Cheryl all together here. One of the things we want to make sure everybody listening to the show knows is that whether it's weight loss, whether it's pain, whether it's a belief that's holding you back from living the life you desire, you're going to be able to get some relief. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, www.drpatlife.com for more about us, positivechanges.com for more about, well, about you living life full out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Welcome back, everyone. What incredible stories right here on the Dr. Pat Show. I want to make sure that you have the toll-free number to call for a consultation, 888-311-7157, 888-311-7157, to get that change started. You can also think about gift certificates for other people. You could give a gift to help someone that you love. This is truly a love story. Cheryl Manchester joining us here today. Cheryl, you have now heard both Dave and Lisa talk, and I would love for you to do two things. First, I would love for you to just let our listeners know of the range of help they can get through positivechanges.com. And then I want to know what you think about their stories.
Okay. First of all, as you know, Dave lost 53 pounds in 3 months, and Lisa got off all of her pain medicine for fibromyalgia and is now pretty much pain-free with the use of hypnosis. And we can help people with so many different things, whether it's self-confidence, self-esteem, panic attacks, anxiety, sports enhancement, insomnia, golf programs. I mean, the list goes on. But, you know, I gotta be honest, as I was listening to Dave and Lisa, I was so enthralled with what they were saying, I actually forgot that I was a participant of this radio show. And it's because the biggest thing for me it's such a reward to see the results that these clients get when they come in. And I love what both Dave and Lisa said, is that they really were hoping that they could get all these great results after, you know, their very first session. But that is not who Positive Changes is. And our most clients do not get all those results after a first session. It's a proven program. We're dedicated to lifelong results, and a one-time session just isn't going to get you the results that you want. And Lisa, you got off all of your medications, and your doctors were thrilled about that. I mean, you went from 125 pills a month down to 3 or 4. And Dave, I'm just interested about, what did your doctors say to you when they saw that you lost 53 pounds? What was your health like? What did they have to say to you?
Well, my doctor is totally amazed, and the cholesterol medicine, I'm totally off from it. My blood pressure's back down where it should be. My blood sugars are excellent. And every time I see her, she just goes on and on about how much better I look. In fact, she's referred some of her patients to Positive Changes because it works so well for me.
And it does work. It really does work. And boy, I guess if I was going to say anything to anybody, it would be, like Lisa said, don't give up. I mean, you come to that point, we have to make a decision to be responsible and do something about it and have the life that you want. And I think everybody deserves the life that they want, and Positive Changes can help you. And all it is a simple phone call to 888-311-7157.
I want to point something else out, Cheryl, because one of the things you said really does require clarification. For any of us that have had any pain whatsoever in our bodies or have really been down that slippery slope of watching whether our health slip away or our lives slip away or not being able to achieve the sort of life that we want. One thing that we do know is that even though you indicated the change doesn't happen the first session, honestly, we are not talking a long time. 7 sessions for Lisa, 12 for Dave, 3 months for Dave. I mean, I just want to put it in perspective, because even though I know that you are creating a way for people to change for good, really, I want to also point out that many of us, and Dave, you said it so well, you are on a lifetime of dieting. So let's put it in a perspective. Lifetime of dieting, 3 months to lose 53 pounds and keep it off. Those are phenomenal results. And Lisa, you've got a comment about this, because you went from 100 and something prescription drugs a month, and after 7 sessions, your life was changed that dramatically. Could you comment to that?
Well, you know, I think it's like she said, it's a process. And one of the things that they do is they do address every individual's needs. It isn't just a canned program that, you know, mm-hmm. you walk in and everybody gets the same treatment. And right. I think that's a really important aspect to the whole program. And, you know, they encourage you to use the self-hypnosis that they teach you. And, you know, basically it's a time to quiet your mind and to focus on what you want in life. And I think those are good tools that everybody can benefit from, and you know, I use those tools daily and will continue to use them for the rest of my life because they've served me so well.
It's incredible. Dave, do you ever see yourself getting back to the old weight?
No. I can say that emphatically, no.
I think, Cheryl, he's pretty clear, don't you think?
I think I heard him loud and clear. And I believe him too.
Yeah.
I have to thank you both for joining us today. I mean, you know, certainly Lisa, the story that you shared is a very personal journey, very personal. There'll be very few people that would ever come on an international show like this and you know, tell the kind of story you told. And Dave, I just have to commend you. I mean, for your patience and what must be unconditional love for Lisa, to be able to stand by her side, be there for her, and not lose hope. Both of you, talk about being poster childs. You certainly are. You're poster children for love and romance, as far as I'm concerned.
We've got a good relationship. Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. We're very blessed.
Absolutely. And Cheryl, I would like for you to help wrap this up for tonight. And again, I can't thank you and all the folks at Positive Changes for what you do. I want to ask you, Cheryl, as we go into this holiday season and a new year and a new life, what personal message would you like to leave for everyone today?
Live your life to the fullest. It's too precious of an item to not do that. And everybody deserves to have the lifestyle that they want. And you have the ability to change it if it's not exactly where you want it to be. But live your life to the fullest.
Well, I want to invite everyone to contemplate that. And more importantly, as we get ready to embark on a new year, a new vibration, this is the time for you to do what both Lisa and David said. This is the time for you to say yes to your life. This is the time to make a change. This is the time to say no to the limitations that might be holding you back. Cheryl, I want to make sure everybody's got that phone number again and that website again.
My pleasure. It's toll-free number 888-311-7157. And again, that's 888-311-7157. And online, it's www.positivechanges.com.
Thank you all for joining us here on the show. Lisa, Dave, any parting words from you?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I just want to say that, you know, I think anybody can do anything that they want to do if they put their mind to it. It's just sometimes we need a little help from our friends.
No kidding. And we're talking about our
friends
and Positive Changes. All right, everyone. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. Definitely check out Positive Changes. There's a lot of information, a lot of great stories there. And remember to go to the drpatshow.com website. Sign up for a newsletter so you can find out about a number of different things going on. We also have some very special gifts we're going to be giving away in the future from Positive Changes. So you're going to want to pay attention to the newsletter for that. This holiday season is a time for all of us to step back, reflect, and take a moment to be grateful. Take a look at the family, the friends, whatever it is you're putting on the table, the smile that you might have for another person, and know that your heart is meant to be open. It's meant to be open, it's meant to say yes, and it's meant to say thank you. And in the spirit of that, we want to say to all of you out there, have a fabulous Thanksgiving. We'll see you next time. Curtain call, take your last bow.